104.9 Work FM, your old buddy Brownie, and we've got company in the house now. You tell me if I pronounce this right. Mandy Mikulski, is that right?
Yes, that's perfect.
All right, Mandy Mikulski with me. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
And Mandy is with the Academy of Model Aeronautics. What is your position out there?
I am the Director of Development for the AMA Foundation, and also I'm in charge of our communications here in the area.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Well, we're glad to have you out here. I've worked with Aaron Dobbs before, and what a relief that I get to work with somebody else. And you make sure and tell her I said that.
I will.
All right. Now, what brings you out here, my dear?
Well, I'm out here today because we are promoting a full weekend of events, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Indiana Warbird Campaign is one of our kind of pinnacle events of the summer. We are inviting the whole community to come out and kind of celebrate the history, World War I, World War II.
Yeah.
We bring in pilots from all across the country, and they bring in their scale airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
They look exactly like the full-scale airplanes.
Boy, do they ever.
And you just come out, you get to see the airplanes. And two times this weekend, we have an air show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's awesome. I know you've come every year.
Right, yep. I get to do some of the announcing of the show along with John, who comes in. He's one of the pilots, and he helps me. And I work with Nancy and Dennis now for 3 or 4 years. But it's the air show is right around 12:30, starts usually with paratroopers.
Yes. Yes, and this year we're really excited because we added pyrotechnics last year, and the guy who helps us out loved it so much that he doubled his efforts this year.
Wow. That's very cool. That's very cool. It's so fascinating to watch this. And I might add, for those of you who still trying to kind of get your head around what we're talking about, these are radio-controlled aircraft.
Yes.
And they actually... there are the old biplanes. There usually is one of those German triplane jobs out there from World War I. Then they have the fighter pilots and the aircraft from the Corsairs and all those different ones from World War II. They reenact different events that took place during World War I and World War II with an eye toward aviation. And then now they've got jets.
Yes. Yes, well, this weekend's really, really busy at
the
AMA. For those that don't know, you know, we have our international headquarters right in Muncie.
Mm-hmm.
So we are inviting jet pilots from across the country to come out for, it's like a precision aerobatics competition.
Wow.
So they're literally flying these jets that go up to 150 miles an hour with precision aerobatics. It's like incredible to see. And then we're also inviting veterans out for an event called Warrior Day, and it's free to veterans and their families. We still have some spots left if anyone's interested, but you come out and basically we introduce you to model aviation, how to fly, you know, how to build, everything there is to it. So it's really exciting. It's really a great patriotic weekend at AMA.
I'll tell you one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that people who learn to fly radio-controlled aircraft and model aircraft have to go to school, have to go to flight school, get a license, and so on. And very much of the same studies is involved. I'm a private pilot, and the studies are remarkably the same.
Yes.
They're just as stringent. And so those guys get out there, they have to know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's really fascinating. Boy, do they show they know what they're doing to get out there and control that stuff. And the jets you were talking about, they go at 150 miles an hour. It's good to keep in mind these aircraft, their speeds are to scale of the size of the aircraft. So a jet that's going 150 miles an hour that has a 3.5-4 foot wingspan, if you figure that up to scale, you're looking at the equivalent of what a jet would look like that was full scale going like about 600, 700 miles an hour. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the jets and the warbirds are my very favorite planes.
Oh, yeah.
So this weekend, you get both. It's
really
exciting.
Yeah, and food and stuff.
Yes, yeah, yep. We have food vendors on site. If you're a veteran that attends Warrior Day, we're actually serving lunch. McAllister's Deli in Muncie donated a potato bar.
Honey, hush. Look at that. Now, I'm fancy with the chili potato kind of thing. So what's your favorite potato out there?
Well, you know, I just like The grilled chicken spud.
The grilled chicken spud.
That's my
there
favorite.
You go. Ah, see, I knew there was a favorite. Anybody that mentions McAllister's like you did, they know their way around potatoes. I'll tell you. All right, now all of this starts. What's the time schedule and so on?
Well, you can actually go ahead and come out today to see some things. For the public, I'd say the best time to come out would be Friday around noon, so you can find a good spot to sit for the air show. And then Saturday, the air show's at 12:30 again.
Yeah.
It's only $5 for a whole carload.
Yeah. And
I tell people that's one person or a whole clown car full.
That's right.
It's a great deal. And then you can come out, like I said, watch the air show, see some great things, stop by, see our vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, when you come, we ask that you stop by and see the National Model Aviation Museum.
Absolutely. That's great out there.
Yeah.
It is, like you mentioned, it's the world headquarters of the Academy of Model Aeronautics, and it's on East Memorial. You drive east on Memorial, or as those of us who are 100 and some years old, that's 12th Street in Muncie. You drive on, as soon as you get east of the Muncie Bypass, go on out a little bit, and you'll see the Academy of Model Aeronautics right there on your right. And I would strongly suggest, I want to get your take on it. I think I know what it's going to be, but I would suggest, especially this weekend, bring kids and bring cameras.
Yes.
I mean, it's just amazing weekend. The secret is kept too well. Get out there, Munsonians, and take a look at this thing. It's fascinating.
Yeah, there's so much to see. You know, we have 1,100 acres, and
we
have people there every single weekend doing different things, flying different types of aircraft. So, you know, this weekend's a great time for someone that's never seen a model airplane,
right?
Never touched a model airplane to come out and learn about it. And like you said, you know, I have a 5-year-old and I've been taking her to this air show for 3 years.
Yeah.
So she stays entertained.
Oh, yeah.
You can take her. We'll have face painting even.
Well, there you go right there.
Yeah.
Me and you ought to get our faces painted. What
we
do you
should.
Think?
I'm in.
All right. I'm in too. Anything else, Mandy?
I'm excited to see everybody out there.
All right. Look forward to seeing you. And I'll be out there tomorrow and Saturday, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. And don't be a stranger now that you know where it is.
Okay.
She got lost is what she did.
I did.
Of course, nobody ever does. Thank you, Mandy.